إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا.
Surely, the state of triumph awaits the God-fearing. Surely, the state of triumph awaits the God-fearing. The God-fearing ones are in a sharp contrast to the rebellious unbelievers who reject both the concept of divine recompense and divine signs. On the contrary, the God-fearing sincerely believe in divine signs and lead their lives, fully realizing that they have to present an account of their deeds to Allah.
حدائق وأعنابا.
Gardens and vineyards.
وكواعب أترابا.
And youthful maidens of like age. And youthful maidens of like age. These youthful maidens may be of the same age group. Alternatively, it might mean that their spouses will be of the same age group. This point also features in Sa'd 38:52 and Al-Waqi'a 56:37.
وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا.
And an overflowing cup.
لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا.
Therein, they shall hear no idle talk, nor any falsehood. Therein, they shall hear no idle talk, nor any falsehood. According to the Quran, one of the major bounties of paradise is that its dwellers shall hear no idle talk, nor any falsehood. No one there will indulge in gossip, vain talk, lying, and accusation. This will be in sharp contrast to the flood of abuses, obscenity, scandal-mongerings, calumnies, accusations, and counter-accusations which mar our social life. For further details, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 5, Maryam 19, Note 38, page 166, and Al-Waqi'a 56, Notes 13 to 14.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
A recompense from your Lord and an ample reward. A recompense from your Lord and an ample reward. The words, a recompense from your Lord and an ample reward, convey the sense that the God-fearing will not simply receive due recompense for their good deeds. In addition, Allah will also bestow upon them a special reward, one that will be ample. As opposed to this, only this much is said regarding the inmates of hell, that they will be punished in full for their misdeeds. In other words, their punishment will be perfectly proportionate to their misdeeds. The same truth is stated at several places in the Quran. For example, in Yunus 10, 26-27, Al-Naml 27, 89-90, Al-Qasas 28, 84, Sabah 34, 33-38, and Al-Mu'min 40, 40.
رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَانِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا.
From the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and of that which is between them, the most merciful Lord, before whom none dare utter a word. The most merciful Lord, before whom none dare utter a word.
Awe will overwhelm everyone in the grand assembly, so much so that none, whether they dwell on earth or in the heavens, will be able to utter a word in Allah's presence, nor will they dare to interfere in the reckoning, to which they will all be subject.
يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا.
The day when the spirit and the angels are ranged row on row, none shall speak save he whom the merciful Lord will permit, and he too will speak what is right. The day when the spirit...
Most Quranic scholars think that the word spirit stands for Gabriel. The very high position with which Allah invested him called for his being mentioned independently of all the other angels.
And he too will speak what is right.
The reference here is to intercession, which will be subject to these two conditions. A. Only those whom Allah permits will speak for any other person. And B. He will only speak what is right. No one will be able to make any unfair or undue intercession. The person for whom intercession is made must have been a believer, though he may be a sinner. For a detailed discussion on the concept of intercession, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 1, Al-Baqarah 2, Note 281, page 196, Volume 4, Yunus 10, Note 5, page 7, and Hud 11, Note 106, page 134. Volume 5, Maryam 19, Note 52, paragraphs 172 to 173. Taha 20, Notes 85 to 86, paragraphs 227 to 229. Al-Anbiya 21, Note 27, page 262. Volume 9, Sabah 34, Notes 40 to 41, paragraphs 184 to 185. Al-Mu'min 40, Note 32, Al-Zukhruf 43, Note 68, Al-Najm 53, Note 21, and Al-Mudathir 74, Note 36.
ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
That day is sure to come, so let him who will seek a resort with his Lord.
إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
Lo, we warn you of a chastisement near at hand, the day when a man will look on what his own hands have sent forth, and the unbelievers shall say, Oh, would that I were utter dust. Lo, we warn you of a chastisement near at hand.
In the Quran, it is said that divine chastisement is near at hand. This statement was made 1400 years ago, and countless people had died prior to its revelation. Moreover, even now it cannot be said with certainty that the last day will occur after how many hundreds, thousands, or even millions of years. Given this, how can this chastisement be described as something near at hand? Furthermore, this surah opens with an almost similar note. It is about the awesome tiding that they are in utter disagreement? No, indeed. Soon will they come to know. Again, no indeed, soon will they come to know. Verses 2 to 5. Time is actually relative to man's life. As long as he is alive, he is fully cognizant of it. After his death, only his soul survives, which does not have any consciousness of time. So when man is resurrected on the Day of Judgment, he will think that he has been woken up only after a few hours' sleep. It will not occur to him that he had been lying dead for thousands of years. For further details, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, An-Nahl, 16, Note 26, paragraphs 324 to 325, Volume 5, Bani Israel, 17, Note 56, page 50, Taha, 20, Note 80, paragraphs 224 to 225, and Volume 9, Yasin 36, Note 48, paragraphs 266 to 267.
Oh, would that I were utter dust!
Full of regret, the unbelievers will wish on the Day of Judgment that they had not been born. They will be full of remorse as they are brought back to life.